Well, Conrad and Hannah are on again, off again. We got some great food from Adam and Joelle shows his unmentionables. It's Below Deck Mag, guys. Let's do it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Sangria wine,
sangria wine. Should have brought my sangria. Yummy. This makes me want to get on a yacht.
I know.
Perfect.
Yacht drink, summer drink.
All the
things. Lots of wine tonight.
Yeah, plenty of wine. Just make sure it's at the right temperature.
Oh, my God. Watch out for
What's
Liz.
Up, you guys? It's Below Deck Med. We are here to talk about, episode 12?
Yes.
Is that where we are? Episode 12.
Crazy.
Take this job and stew it.
Woo.
Girl. I am your host, Laura L. Thomas, and I got a lovely co-host with me tonight.
Hi, guys. I'm Kaylee Stumm.
Hey, Miss Kaylee.
Hi.
We're missing Miss Heather tonight, but she'll be back with us hopefully next week to kind of wrap up this season.
I know.
It's coming to a fast conclusion.
It is.
So hopefully we'll have Miss Heather back next week. We miss you, girl. Come on back.
Yes.
All right. So before we kind of break down everything that happened this episode, gosh, I wish I had some sangria right now.
I know. Now I'm parched.
I'm so parched now. No, give me your thoughts. What do you think? Like, two thumbs up, one thumb up. What do we think?
I was shocked when it came to Conrad and Hannah. I was wrong with my prediction last time we talked. We'll get into that.
Well, I guess we both were.
Yeah.
Right?
I was shocked. But besides that, it was a lot of Adam's food.
Ugh.
And it was pretty chill episode. Not a ton of drama. It was the same stuff with Joelle being Joelle.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think for me it was kind of a filler episode. It wasn't my favorite in terms of, you know, the drama and the juicy stuff that we kind of look for in an episode. I do like that we are getting a little bit more Colin camera time and a little more Jamie camera time.
I know.
I
love them.
I mean, of course, we're like huge fans of those two.
Yeah,
so
they're the best.
I was glad to see them kind of get a little 15 minutes tonight.
I know, me too.
It was fun. But overall, I was just kind of like, meh, with the episode.
Yeah.
I was a little like, meh, okay, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
A little vanilla.
Agreed.
A little vanilla, but that's okay. We're gonna break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And we've got some super juicy news might be a spoiler. So
total.
You don't want to miss that. Hang out with us to the very end, guys, because... Y'all, this news.
Yeah.
My mind is blown. I would actually rather do a show about the news than the show, but we're going to get through it. We're going to get to it. So
we'll get there.
Let's jump in. Conrad and Hannah.
Yeah.
So they end up last episode, basically like full explosion, fireworks.
God.
There's no coming back from this fight.
Yeah, that fight was nuts.
It was, I thought the line was in the sand. They were done. Like, goodbye, see you later.
Oh, yeah.
And we learned tonight that that's not really the case.
I know. I'm so shocked.
I'm shocked, too. Let's talk about the fight a little bit more last week. Because, you know, the fight, the thing that kind of spurred this fight on was Conrad believes that Hannah is being materialistic because of the 50 euros that she had to repay him. He thinks she's being a penny pincher. She thinks that that's something that to be perhaps expected from a person that she chooses to date. The look on her face when Conrad says, you know, it's either if you're going to go be a gold digger or if you're going to be a money digger, and she just kind of turns at that moment, and as she turns and walks away, do we think Hannah is being like a money digger, or do we think that she's just wanting the guy that she's dating to kind of spoil her a little bit?
Yeah, she definitely wants to be spoiled.
For sure. I mean, for sure. I think we can all agree with that. But is it fair to call her a money digger?
I mean, the way she was acting and the way that she was just rubbing it in his face over 50 euros and just completely being so rude about it, she really came off as being extremely materialistic and a gold digger.
Okay, but here's my argument. And again, you know I like to play devil's advocate in this whole situation.
Yeah.
So here's my argument. She makes her own money.
Mm-hmm.
She makes plenty of her own money. And she knows what she likes, and so she spends her money on nice things. So if she's contributing to the gold pile, is she still a gold digger?
Right. And I think that's the thing, since she obviously does work very hard. She's very independent and makes her own money.
Yep.
So obviously she wants a guy who is at least at her equal level.
Okay.
And so I think she sees Conrad as, and she even said that, like, he probably doesn't have as much money as I do. He's only 23. So, but the way that she let it come off and the way she portrayed how she feels about the person she's dating and their money was...
Yeah.
Yeah, she could have handled that better.
Well, I also think, too, I mean, we get a little bit more information about Miss Hannah tonight. We learn that her parents divorced, I think, when she was around 10, I think she said, that her parents went through a pretty rough divorce. And she says at the time, you know, I learned that love is not enough, that they went through a tragedy as a family. And that her parents grieved in separate ways, and that's ultimately they loved each other tremendously, but they split that way. I can imagine if that's something that happens to you so young and so when you're at such an impressionable age, even having something like money to be a security blanket to hold on to, because I can only imagine what she saw then, like, if her mother, I don't know anything about their situation, but say her mother was a stay-at-home mother at the point and then had to go back to work to support her family. Mm-hmm. You know, I can just kind of see that rocking your world a little bit and developing these sort of security blankets and that feeling, that need to be secure. And if the money helps her feel that kind of sense of security, then I can, I don't know that I like cheer her on and say, like, go Hannah. But I think I can understand where, you know, the breakdown in their relationship is coming from.
And it also just shows the difference in maturity level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, clearly she needs someone who is more, who is as mature as she is when it comes to relationships and love and money.
Mm-hmm.
Because to Conrad, he's like, well, it doesn't matter who you are. If you owe me money, you owe me money. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as you get older and if you're trying to build a relationship, you're kind of more lenient about different things.
It is such a funny thing. The money conversation is really, really crazy. And I will say, I've been married almost 10 years, which is a long
time to be married. That's incredible.
Well, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we haven't made it to 10 years yet. Give us till next May. But no, we've been married for almost 10 years. And we just now this year combined everything in our bank accounts. And I think a lot of it was because I still wanted a sense of my identity. I think he kind of did too. I think we both wanted to be like, I don't want to have to go ask permission from the other person to spend my money in a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't want, you know, it was just a very sensitive topic for us to approach. And it took us 10 years to get to this point where we now have a child. I was like, we combined our DNA. We might as well combine our bank accounts.
I love that.
We were like, you know, I'm not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Let's just do this.
Right.
But it's a really sensitive issue.
Yeah.
And for it to be coming up this early in their relationship, I think is very telling of where we're going to see them go.
Yeah.
Which is back together. And I did not expect that.
I did not expect that. I thought Conrad was going to be done with Hannah, especially after how bad Captain Sandy went after him.
Oh.
In last week's episode, I thought he was going to get back on track, back to just paying attention to being the like best bosun that he could be.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to pull away from Hannah, and he did the complete opposite.
Complete opposite. He like ran right back into her arms.
Yeah. I was shocked because he was so stern about completely figuring out who she is and what she wants and that he doesn't have it and he didn't agree with, you know, that whole fight. And then the next day he's like, well, let's slowly get back to where we used to be. I was shocked that came out of his mouth.
I really was as well. And do we think that this is a good idea? Like, is this good for Conrad to try to fight for this relationship? Or would it have been better? Because here's the thing, as we see in those few hours or whatever that they are at each other's throat, it was real awkward on that boat. It got real awkward at the meeting, going up and down the stairs.
Oh, God.
It was so uncomfortable to watch. I was just like, cringing in my feet the whole time. So I think maybe if nothing else, he's kind of like fighting for it until the end of the season just to maybe make both of their lives easier.
But then they start planning a vacation getaway for when the season ends.
Oh, right. Let's go to Vienna. I've never been to Vienna.
I know. Let's go to Prague.
I'm like,
okay, let's do it. I'm like, wait, no.
I hope she buys her own plane ticket. Let's just say that.
Seriously.
No, I did not expect that coming. I think it may just be it just might be in the moment, like, let's just keep this as easy as possible for the next few weeks,
yeah,
kind of situation.
But when they spoke, she was ready to pull away. When they spoke the next day, she was trying to pull away and end it right then and there.
Yeah.
And then Conrad said, no, let's get back into it. And then she said, okay. And then they hug and kiss and move on with their day. What the heck?
It did happen very quickly. It was a very quick.
Oh, my God. It was so quick, because that was a gnarly fight the night before.
It really was. Well, all right. Well, the roller coaster of Hannah and Conrad continues. We will see what happens, where they are next week. Before we jump into our next topic, I think you have a little message for us, don't you?
I do. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels.
Mm-hmm.
By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air.
Mm-hmm.
For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah, thanks. Woo-hoo. Guys. We love it. All right, let's talk about the guests. So we got some new guests on board who are friends of Captain Sandy.
Once again, Captain Sandy has so many friends.
She is. She's a woman about town.
She's popular, like, Miss Captain Sandy.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Now, tell me how you feel about Liz with 3 Z's.
Oh, my God. What is up with that? We did a double take.
I literally had to, like, go back and be like, I'm sorry. Like, I can get behind 2 Z's. That's fine. I can get behind 2. The third, now you're just showing off.
Right? I know. Like, are you like a pop star? Or like, I don't even know who does that.
I don't know either. And I need to know the reason behind this Z.
And they never explained it.
No.
We
but they just threw
her.
It out there. Just like, oh, yeah, Liz with 3 Z's.
Normal.
Casual, like you do. So Liz with 3 Z's, if you happen to be watching, we'd love, or listening, we'd love to know, is this your, like, on your birth certificate, Liz with 3 Z's?
Yeah.
Or is this kind of an adopted third Z
edition?
When did the third Z find its way into your name? And please, I just want to know, out of curiosity, I would love to do Laura with like 3 A's at the end.
I know.
If it makes sense.
Haley with 3 Y's at the end.
Ooh, girl. Get it.
Haley. I know. That pesky Haley. Z. I don't know where that came from.
So should we call her Liz? I mean, I think so. Maybe it's just like a sexier way to say her name.
I know.
I mean, she's like, it's not Liz, it's Liz. I don't know. I'm a fan of it. Either way.
I love it. Oh, God.
So they come on the boat. Captain Sandy has some more friends on the boat. And so far, so good.
Yeah.
They definitely like their wine, and they like their wine at a very particular temperature.
Yes. Jeez.
Now, hold the phone for 1 second. I need to know how you feel about ice in rosé. Go. Ice cubes in rosé.
I actually really, really like ice.
You like ice in your wine?
But I've never really tried it in wine, but I would agree with them, especially on a hot summer day. I'd be down for extremely cold wine.
And for sure.
I mean, I don't want to water it down. Maybe like one perfectly sized cube.
I think that's what she brought out there, but literally my blood was like boiling up to the top. I was like, don't put the ice in there. Please don't put the ice in there. Oh my gosh, don't. She did it.
It is odd, but she owns a wine store. Isn't she like a wine connoisseur? So I wonder if she thought that's weird, or maybe that's normal in the Hamptons.
Maybe they requested it. I don't know. It might be more common to put ice in rosé because it is sort of that refreshing summer drink. I don't think ice belongs in wine at any time, so I was very, viscerally moved by that.
You were offended.
I was super offended, but I do love a real, real, real cold, crisp rosé. So if it takes a little ice to get there versus having a little room temperature warm rosé, I'll take the ice. I just won't be happy about it.
You know what? We have someone in the chat room.
Oh my gosh! Please educate me.
PLV124 frosé. Rosé smoothies.
Oh my gosh.
That
is that a thing?
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, where can I get one and how can we get one to AfterBuzz Studios right now?
I know. Frosé all day. Need to talk to? So that kind of makes sense. Well, it's like the start of a frosé, the ice in the rosé.
Oh my gosh.
Genius. Genius.
Legit. We're done. We're going home. Goodbye. I've got to go find my rosé. My frosé. Gosh. No, yeah. What a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's a thing.
All right. Well, so it's a thing. I do think it's a thing in the Hamptons. So we'll let it slide.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's talk about Adam's food. Adam's food was kind of front and center.
I know. For this. Oh my gosh.
And the service was elevated a little bit.
Yeah. Impeccable food. He's so on his game this season and so passionate and so happy and just wanting to impress everybody. And he's doing a fantastic job, except for impressing the crew.
Yeah, which we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And they got some pretty sour grapes, no pun intended. How many negative food, puns can I come up with in this segment? He has that lovely lobster. Have you ever been to a clam bake?
Never.
Girl, it's so fun. You gotta go.
It looks fun.
It's so fun and so messy.
Oh my gosh, I loved it.
We do them a lot in the South as well, but I think that's just because it just, it's convenient.
I need to visit the South more.
Oh, girl. You do.
Yeah.
The food alone is, you should go to the South.
That looked incredible.
But we can't claim that. That's a New England thing. We just,
right.
we inherit all kinds of good food.
Genius. Why not?
Down to our people. it looked so fun and so, just fun. Just mm-hmm. lighthearted and fun. And you get to dig in there, which I think is really fun.
I know. Liz with 3 Z's loved it.
She loved, I think, just about every single part of this charter.
Yeah.
She was not unhappy on this boat.
I know. She was so pleased.
Which was really good. I like to see that. Now, here's my question. So, the next morning, we see Adam make a lobster Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And, they bring out the lobster Benedict for breakfast. I want to know. So, do they just come on the boat? The guests come on the boat and they say, I want a lobster Benedict for breakfast and a side of French toast with, a Cornish hen to be delivered at approximately 8 a.m. Do they just get to just think up whatever they want for breakfast and be like, hey, Adam, whip it up.
I know they talk a lot about the preference sheets on, during the season.
Yeah.
But they never really get specific on how specific we need to be, the guests need to be. So I wonder if they plan out, okay, morning one, I want this, morning two, or maybe just for breakfast, I'll eat this, this, or this.
Right.
Or if it's just things that they don't want, no onions.
Right.
No fish.
I'm just very curious about that because that seems like a lot of pressure.
I know.
On Adam's part. Like one guest might want Cheerios, one guest might want lobster Benedict.
I know.
How do you know? How do you prepare for that?
I know.
I guess it's got to be a conversation before, right?
I think so. But also, Adam is he is killing it. So hardly needs any prep.
Are we turning you on Adam?
I know.
Are we?
He is impressing me.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God. Every time I watch an episode, I get hungry.
Oh, clearly, yes. He's nailing it this season.
And those ladies wanted to take him home.
Well, I can't blame them.
Yeah.
I mean.
So impressive.
I can't blame them. I would not be far behind them. I will be in line. Just so you can come cook for me.
Yeah.
Just, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe your van. Your van's kind of cool. then we move on. So he's nailing it in every sense of the word, mm-hmm. except for with the crew.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he has forgotten to feed the crew multiple times.
Yeah.
And it's starting to weigh on them. Now, I know when I don't have a meal, once, I get hangry.
Angry, I know.
Real hangry.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing half the stuff that they're doing, hauling that stuff up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
And, I'm nowhere near that.
Mm-hmm.
And I get real hangry real fast. I cannot imagine how they feel as a crew.
But also, they over-dramatized it a little bit, I feel like, because they were only showing Joao complaining, and he was only complaining behind Adam's back.
Hmm.
And then they show one little clip of Conrad asking for ham. So, I don't know. I mean, Adam did say in his interview, he's like, I did forget to feed them.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jamie, too.
Jamie made a little comment as well.
Yeah, never mind. I mean, he did kind of forget.
Yeah, and I know he owns up to it. It would be one thing if he forgot and then was like, oh, here's some pizza.
I know.
You know what I mean? But he forgot, and then he made them mahi-mahi and corn.
Yeah, he did hop right on it.
So. And I was like, okay, you're forgiven a little bit.
Yeah. Like,
that's a square meal. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I do think it was a little dramatized, but I don't know. I love that Adam called Joao Guns Out. He's like, what's up, Guns Out? How's it going? He did. He kind of looked like a Neanderthal sitting over there. Just like eating his meat with his big old biceps out.
I know. Like, and he could barely like verbalize. He was so like hungry and depleted. He's like, oh, he like barely responds when Adam says
that. He was
that.
Just more like growling. Kind of like grunting and growling his way through. All right. Well, I guess we've come to kind of the meat and potatoes.
The meat and potatoes. What did you think of that octopus that Adam cooked?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay, have you had octopus before?
I mean, isn't calamari?
Oh, little baby octopus,
baby
right?
Octopus?
Somebody tell me. Somebody tell me. I think it is.
I think so. So
wait,
I've definitely
wait, no, it's
had...
squid.
Oh, right? My God. Yeah, I'm stupid.
Is it? It's squid, I think.
I am so not a foodie. I'm so sorry.
Oh, gosh, you guys. This is the embarrassing portion of the show right now.
I retract.
Let me know, but I think it's squid. Thank you.
Thank you to squid. Just never mind.
Confirmation from the booth that it is squid.
I retract that statement, and no, I have never had octopus.
Okay, I think I've tried octopus once, and I'm not a fan. Yeah. But how he did it tonight, I was really impressed. I was impressed that he knew how to cook it. Like, mm-hmm. that he knew to, like, freeze it, thinly slice it, serve it as, like, sushi. I just thought that was really impressive.
Straight from the ocean to the kitchen to their mouths. That was so cool.
I don't like to think about it in the ocean.
I know. When he puts it on the pan, it's all, like, slimy.
I don't need to see that part.
Yeah.
But he did it. I mean, he did great. He nailed it. Mm-hmm. Once again. All right, guys. So before we hop into our final topic of the night, we just want to remind you guys that, first of all, thank you for watching our show and for listening to our show. If you happen to be watching this on YouTube, please leave us a comment or join us in the live chat. We love to hear your thoughts as we discuss each and every episode. And if you missed it and you want to keep the conversation going, leave us a little comment. Let us know what you think. We almost always respond. And we just love engaging with you guys and hearing what you guys think. And then also, if you're watching this and you want to find the audio version, if you will, mm-hmm. you can find us. Our podcast version is on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you find your podcasts. Again, make sure you give us 5 stars, give us a great rating, and a comment there as well. Search Below Deck Mediterranean because we have a Below Deck Med and a Below Deck. So they're 2 separate entities. Search that Below Deck Med. Let us know what you guys think. We are so grateful to have you. Do we have anybody in our live chat tonight?
Yes, we do.
Who's hanging out with us?
Oh, my gosh. We have so many people. Sky is with us tonight.
What's up, Sky? Good to have you.
Yeah, Sky is asking, why doesn't the crew just go and cook for themselves? They have 2 hands that aren't broken, ?
I mean, I'm not mad at that.
I know, but Adam kind of overtakes the whole kitchen, so I would be nervous to try to get in his way.
Well, that's a good point as well. I don't know that I would want to step foot in Adam's galley and try to cook a grilled cheese. So
I know. We also have Lisa who wants to know, and we're about to get to this, Joao's inappropriate photo that he tried to take.
Oh, girl. Well, you have just, what a nice little segue into our final topic, which is the love triangle that will not die.
Jeez, I thought it was dead.
I thought we had kicked that.
Like the octopus.
I thought we were over and done with it. I thought we had made our choice. I thought the flags were in the sand and done and done. But nope, here we are again. So Miss Casey just calls out Joao like she does. This is what I can appreciate about Casey.
Yeah.
She is unapologetically herself. Yeah. She is not afraid to hurt someone's feelings, but she is not afraid to call it like she sees it.
Yeah.
And she warns Brooke and she says, look, I think you need to be careful with this situation. I'm a little nervous about this guy. I'm nervous about. And I think that's totally fair.
Yeah.
I think she would know because she knows what Joao has been saying to her that he has not been saying to Brooke.
Yes.
So she would be the first one that I would be like, yeah, okay, tell me what you know, girl. Because if he's like going behind well, as we see maybe later,
yeah,
like going behind Brooke's back and still flirting with Casey, I think that's a girl code thing.
Total girl code. She clearly has Brooke's back. And then also when she confronts Xuao, finally, it took like a couple episodes for her to finally say, oh, remember that one time when you were joking about me visiting you in Zimbabwe and then you said you chose between us?
Yes.
And then I walk away for 2 seconds and then you're making out with Brooke. But she finally confronted him. I was so happy. But she does it in such a sweet way. But not in like a...
It's not an attack.
Yeah.
It never feels like an attack.
It's, yeah, she does it with such a good demeanor.
I would say she's like a mirror. She likes to hold a mirror up for him to see,
yeah,
kind of what he actually, or just what they need to see. So, mm-hmm. I, Casey girl, you have like, you have just made me a fan. You've made me a fan. And I like how she's handled it. Do we think that she has a responsibility to not flirt back? Do you think she's flirting back?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
right?
And I don't think she should... she literally went back to the way it was before Joao chose Brooke.
Right.
She's completely going back to flirting with him again.
Yeah.
And obviously he always starts it, but she lets it happen.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I hated the comment that Joao made to Brooke, even, about, oh, I still need to break her streak. Her 8-year streak.
Oh, God.
I was just like, what? A, the fact that you would even say that is gross. Two, the fact that you would say it to the girl that you have supposedly just picked.
I know. Conrad tweeted about that tonight, and he goes, if there was one thing you shouldn't ever say to your girlfriend in bed, that would have been it.
Well, hands down, you are on the money, Conrad. No pun intended. I am full of puns tonight.
You are on fire.
On fire and fuego. No, I mean, it's so true. Like, top 10 things you don't say to your girlfriend while,
yeah,
laying in bed. Maybe,
yeah,
something about, you know, breaking another girl's streak.
Oh, my God.
I would have slapped him across the face right there.
I know. And then we see Brooke and Joao chatting up on the deck and talking about the trip that they're going to take,
yes,
to Florence and be all romantic. And then Brooke, of course, you know, she's very good at talking to him and telling him exactly how she feels, and she's like, is there anything else that I need to be worried about with you? You,
mm-hmm,
know, she'll bring it up to the forefront. So, I mean, but it's Joao. He'll say whatever he needs to say in the moment.
He seems to be good with words, not so much with actions at this point in,
yes,
the game. Speaking
spot
of
on
actions,
mm-hmm,
so Hannah walks in, he's flirting, he's kind of walks into the galley,
yeah,
or the crew mess, or wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of tackling Casey in the booth, and they're flirting, and he grabs her picture. I mean, he grabs her phone,
mm-hmm,
opens up the camera, and proceeds to start to take a picture of his unmentionables.
Unmentionables.
I refuse to say the other.
Classy show.
This is. I'm a classy broad. We're
classy ladies.
So I refuse to call it what it was, but,
mm-hmm,
those unmentionables need to stay tucked away, sir. That's inexcusable.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, inexcusable, gross, disgusting.
Yeah.
How many adjectives can I use to describe this? Like,
yeah.
I was so offended. I even told you. I was,
mm-hmm,
like, that's, like, borderline assault.
Yeah. I know. And obviously, we know he's, like, inappropriate, very flirtatious,
right,
and clearly Colin and Conrad are just so used to it. They're just like sitting back, eating their dinner, watching it happen.
Yes.
And then Colin says, just,
oh, you know,
you know what.
And I just, is like, in what world is that okay?
Wow's.
I was so frustrated for Brooke and for Casey in that,
mm-hmm,
moment, because I was just like, wait, who do you think you are that you think that that's even okay to do,
yeah,
to take another girl's phone and to do that? Like, no, sir.
And we really,
no,
didn't,
sir,
see Casey's reaction at all. It just cut to Hannah walking in, seeing him zipping up and down his zipper on his pants and holding her phone with the camera open. And she's like, what is happening?
No, but we did see Casey's reaction. Her reaction was, I'm going to take a selfie. And I was like, I'm sorry, lady. Like, not in that moment. Like, teach this boy a lesson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Have more respect for yourself and teach this man a lesson, because he needs to know that this is not okay.
Yeah. I know. Clear. Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Like, it is so inappropriate. And
it could just be youth, and it could just be like, oh, like, whatever. He was just kidding, and yet it. But,
yeah.
But that's kind of like the beginning of the problem.
Oh yeah.
You know? Yeah. I heard a podcast earlier this week, and it said in every situation, there's a victim, there's a perpetrator, and there's a bystander. And the bystander is equally as mm-hmm. responsible for the situation oftentimes to say something.
Yeah.
So I think everybody that was in that room should have put that man in his place. Maybe we'll see it happen next week.
I hope
I don't know.
So.
Fingers crossed.
I mean, Hannah kind of started to say something, and then she just walked away and went and told Brooke.
Well, which she should have.
Yeah.
I mean, she should have said something to Brooke.
But yeah, that is shocking that Casey just starts taking selfies with him.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, 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 hold the phone. I don't think that's an appropriate response either.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully we'll see more of that next week, and maybe Joao gets put in his place.
Again.
I don't know. I think again, I'm going to say an elephant. A zebra can't change its stripes. So I think this is just what we're getting with Joao.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have to wrap up pretty soon. So before mm-hmm. we do that, let's get to our special segment, our Way Below Deck segment.
Oh. Yes.
Gets me every time. So guys, this is our segment where we pick out one part of the show or the episode that we just thought was like, not okay. Miss Kaylee, what you got?
My Way Below Deck moment. It's Way Below Deck, but I kind of loved it and cracked up, was Colin's short shorts and his farmer's tan.
He's like the only person I know that can make a farmer's tan cute.
I know. He's so cute. And how come only his pants are shrinking every time he washes them?
I don't know. I don't.
Cracked me up.
It was really cute. My Way Below Deck was going to be the ice and the rosé. But
yeah.
Since we've already talked about that, my Way Below Deck for this episode was at the very top of the episode when Conrad and Joao were getting into it.
Yeah.
Like, again, per use.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke comes to Joao's defense and says, well, you did the right thing by taking the high road. I was like, I'm sorry, what? What high road did he take?
That was weird.
I think he was way down on that road. I don't think he was high at all.
He's like, I was just teasing Conrad and then he did this. It's like, yeah, well, you started it.
Yeah. I don't know. That was my Way Below Deck. I thought she was smarter than that. So
great. Love it.
All right, gang. Let's jump into some news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Girl, oh my gosh.
Give it to me. I know it's so many things and we gotta go so fast. But
okay, let's start with the crew is all over Instagram story. Conrad was answering questions this week. Someone asked him, are you and Hannah still dating? He said, no, me and Hannah are no longer together.
Boo.
And then the
spoiler
next
alert,
I know,
by the
spoiler
by.
Alert. I mean,
guys, if you guys aren't on their Instagrams or whatever and you want to kind of keep yourself earmuffed, maybe just, you know, tune out for 1 second and then I'll give you the thumbs up and you can hop back in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Conrad also answered the question, do you want to do another season of Below Deck? He said, I'm not sure. I haven't really thought about it. Would you want me back? And then he did a yes or no poll. 98% of people said yes.
Oh, I would tap 90. I would tap that yes,
yeah,
for sure.
I did, yeah. Love him.
Oh.
Why not? And this is huge. This is breaking news. This is shocking. This is what we've been building up all the show.
Segment long, yeah.
So Joao, out of nowhere, posts this photo of Brooke with another guy, and he says, I am really happy for them, .. I'm just sad I didn't know about it.
What is happening? Okay, who is that guy? First of all,
yeah.
I need to know who
he
is.
We don't know who this guy is.
Okay.
And then we go to the next photo, and it's of Joao and Brooke, and he says, I'll never be with her again ever, but I still love her, ..
Oh my gosh, the .. are killing me.
So many dots. I know. And
what?
Then it goes to, surely she could have told me before I left my job and left Europe to work things out, .. Why do people lie, ..
Oh my gosh. And this was all on Joao's Instagram story, like yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. And he didn't even keep these up for 24 hours. It was just like a quick thing, and clearly there's a lot of drama going on between him and Brooke. Let's go to the last one. Then he starts posting, and he posted a video on his page and on his Instagram story of when Brooke visited him in Zimbabwe last December, and yeah, they were walking around, and he's just like reminiscing on his relationship with Brooke, and they're completely over.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it looks like they are Splitsville done. She's moved on, which actually we talked about before the show started, could be telling of why Colin had such a strong response last week when we played the video of him saying, "Yeah, I think if a pencil looked at her, she'd probably go for it." Yeah. This might be kind of a telling situation. So hopefully we'll see what happens maybe in the reunion.
Hopefully the reunion will kind of go over all this. I just wonder because we know that they just recently filmed the reunion last week.
Yes.
And he just posted this today or yesterday. So
I need answers.
There's a lot that's been happening.
I need answers. And I'm going to give you just a big old round of applause for catching that. catching it, but also for screenshotting it, because it was literally up for like a hot second, y'all, and this girl got it.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Hands down to you, Kaylee.
I'm glad I caught his story.
We do not take our jobs lightly over here, guys. Just FYI.
I am all up in their grams.
All right. 30 seconds before we wrap up. Let's go into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, give it to me.
I think that Brooke and Joao are going to make it to the end. I mean, the season.
Yep.
I think Conrad and Hannah are going to make it to their Prague trip.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, now I'm just going back and forth.
Yeah.
I just hope Joao cleans up his act.
Yeah.
Because after all of these episodes have aired, he's tried to show that he's a good guy and he's learned a lot from this, but I still haven't seen any better action.
He seems to be
him.
A different person on social media than he is on this show.
Yeah.
From what I've seen so far. But I don't know, time will tell. My prediction is not really about the show, it's just about Colin and his life. And I think that Colin is gonna become a Broadway star from this show with all of his little antics and his songs as he's working on the boat. I just think he's adorable. So my prediction is that Colin has a whole new future ahead of him.
Oh, we love Colin.
I mean, he's that close to New York. Why not? Hop on Broadway.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, beautiful.
All right, guys. So we are going to wrap up. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We love you guys, and we love this show.
Yay.
And we love each other. And this is just like so much fun for us. Thank you for tuning in. Kaylee, where can they find you?
At Kaylee Stump on Instagram and Twitter, and check out my podcast called Sex and Studio City.
That's right. And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura Thomas Son. And we will see you guys next week. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.